Bob, who won't be able to say, E-U, Jimmy.
Really? It's the latest thing in Alex Salmond's long-running, ridiculous
Take that tedium out of your voice. We're excited by it.
So he said we're going to be independent. So the first thing he does is they've got no current fiscal policy. I will keep the pound. And all the chancellors down here say, yeah, OK, you won't, by the way. Oh, they're bullying us. Look how they're bullying us. Well, we'll sort you out when we leave and we're in the European Union. And Manuel Barroso says, OK, yeah, you won't, though. You know that, don't you? You know, it don't work like that. If you leave the European Union, you can't leave on Monday, join Tuesday, right? It's not like the Social Democrats or something like that. You have to... It's a long, drawn-out process. And now he's whining on again about being bullied, because if you're part of the UK and the UK's in the European Union and you leave the UK, by definition, you leave the European Union. Simple as that. And he's saying, oh, well, that's fine. And Nicola Sturgeon is saying, oh, well, that's fine. They'll welcome us with open arms. They won't, because the Spaniards won't have you, because if the Spaniards let the Scottish in, then the Basques will kick up and say, what about us? We're a nation who want independence. The Belgians won't have you, because then the Walloons will kick up and then there will be trouble. And the French won't have you because of the Bretons, because they want independence. And they said, why can't we do what the Scots do? And they said, well, if you want to eat bad food and... You're welcome to try that, but you're not having independence.
Oh, I feel really sorry for Scotland now. I do. It finally plucks up the courage to divorce the UK, only to realise none of the other countries find it attractive. No.